And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk,
at the top of the corn stalk,
it's a little bunch they have.
Would that be silk? No. Nicks on that sunshine.
What's the thing that hangs from a graduation?
Oh, a tassel?
What?
A tassel.
Okay. What does he say?
Honey, anything here. Sunshine.
Good. What did you say that was that hangs?
A tassel.
Okay. What different kinds of melons are there?
Watermelon. Honeydew melons. I guess you call them musk melons or cantaloupes.
Is that the same or is it?
I don't know whether cantaloupe and a musk melon are the same. I believe they're the same thing. But it's just that some people used to call them, I don't know whether they call them mushmelons or musk melons.
Mm-hmm. What do they call them now?
Cantaloupes.
Are there different names for different types of watermelons?
Yes, they're different types. Yeah, they've got the small watermelon. I don't know what they call that. I only know the regular kind. But I have bought the small one, but I don't know what they call it. It's just like a honeydew melon, you know, only thing it's green.
Mm-hmm. Something people smoke would be?
Cigarettes.
And the?
Cigars.
Any slang names for cigarettes?
Weeds.
Okay. And someone offered to do you a favor. You didn't want to accept the favor because you didn't want to feel like you owed them something then. You say you didn't want to feel...
Be obligated.
Huh?
Obligated.
Okay. And if someone asked you if you were able to do something, you say, sure, I
can do that. I will do that.
Okay. And if you weren't able to, you'd say,
No, I can't.
Or if you just refused to, you'd say,
No, I don't care to.
Okay, or they say, will you? You'd say, no, I...
No, I won't.
Okay. And, say if someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I... What all I'm going to today?
I've done all I'm going to do today.
Okay. Do you ever say, I done and worked? All I'm going to, or I done work?
No, uh-uh.
Do you use the word done like that?
I imagine I do occasionally. Uh-huh, but I don't think I do it too often.
Give me an example of how you think you might use it.
I've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
I've finished
that?
No, uh-uh. I wouldn't say I've done finished. I'd say I've finished that.
Uh-huh. And say if you tell a child you're not doing what you
were supposed to do.
Or what you should. Or what to do.
What you were told to do.
Okay. And say if you were growing some corn and it looked a little short for this time of the year, you'd say, well, at this time of the year, the corn what to be taller.
Should be taller.
Okay. What about you saying belongs to be or ought to be?
Ought to be, I guess I'd say.
Okay. And if a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't.
Or he